You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Thursday, September 22, 2022. You've got a friend in me. Enbridge makes a major investment in Canada's Woodfibre LNG. Published by Martin King. There finally seems to be some momentum building for additional LNG export projects on Canada's west coast. Major pipeline and midstream operator Enbridge announced in late July that it was making an investment in Woodfibre LNG, a smaller-scale export project that has already come a long way in terms of approvals, pipeline connections, locking up gas supplies, and initial financing. With the Enbridge announcement, and the financial and technical clout the company brings to the table, it is now very likely that the project will make a final investment decision, or FID, before the end of the year and be exporting LNG by 2027. In today's blog, we take a detailed look at Woodfibre LNG. Global LNG markets continue to be roiled by the European energy crisis. The continent looks to be in for what could be a very tough heating season. See beyond the sea as Russia has cut its pipeline gas supplies to a mere trickle and might reduce them to zero in the near future. Gas use restrictions and other measures are being bandied about daily in Europe as a way to ensure there is enough gas to get through the coming heating season, which is now only weeks away. Aside from demand-side measures, natural gas and LNG suppliers, other than Russia, are pulling out all the stops in the short term to get enough pipeline gas from other countries such as Norway, or more LNG from various countries to keep European homes warm this winter. Increasing supplies in any form remains a challenge given the extensive lead times and large sums of money to develop new gas and LNG exporting projects. With an additional push by the EU and advice from the International Energy Agency, or IEA, to reduce Europe's reliance on Russian gas by the end of this year and eliminate it by 2030, the continent's natural gas crisis will not be going away anytime soon and could last for many years. Given what could be a multi-year European gas crisis and the broader environmental push for more LNG due to its lower carbon footprint, LNG suppliers continue to develop and sanction new exporting terminals, with the US currently leading the way with several more terminals, 3 BCF per day of incremental capacity, expected to be on stream and producing by the end of 2025. It is also around this time in 2025 when Canada's first LNG exporting terminal, the Shell-led LNG Canada project on the British Columbia, or BC, coast, is expected to begin commercial operations and ship 1.8 BCF per day equivalent LNG to Asian markets, or further afield depending on the price that buyers may be willing to pay. See you still believe in me. Given the strains on the global LNG market for what could be years, any additional LNG supplies from Canada would certainly be welcomed by the market. Canada may finally get that long-hoped-for additional LNG exporting terminal as Calgary-based Enbridge, a major pipeline and midstream operator in North America, announced on July 29 a joint investment agreement in the Woodfibre LNG project. Enbridge has agreed to purchase a 30% non-operating interest in the project whose total cost, including the liquefaction plant, floating storage and expansion of the pipeline to the site, is estimated at $5.1 billion, or $3.9 billion. Making Enbridge's investment approximately $1.5 billion. Woodfibre's private proponent, Pacific Energy Corporation, will retain the remaining 70% interest in the project and hopes to have Woodfibre exporting LNG by mid-2027. Let's review some details of Woodfibre LNG that were also discussed as part of our You Still Believe in Me and Go West blog series earlier this year, prior to the investment announcement by Enbridge. Woodfibre LNG is planned as a 2.1 million tons per annum, equivalent to about 280 million cubic feet per day, LNG export terminal to be located on a site previously used by a pulp and paper mill just outside the town of Squamish, just north of the city of Vancouver. Current plans are for a single train, land-based liquefaction unit to be fully powered by hydroelectricity that will be wired into the site, allowing Woodfibre to have an extremely low carbon footprint. There will be 250,000 cubic meters of floating storage adjacent to the liquefaction unit, which will be tied into a loading jetty where LNG tankers will be docked. The site is already owned by Woodfibre LNG, which is itself wholly owned by privately held Pacific Energy Corporation Limited, previously Pacific Oil and Gas Limited, part of a broader suite of companies operated by Singapore-based Royal Golden Eagle, a group of resource and manufacturing businesses owned by Indonesian businessman Sukanto Tenodo. Woodfibre made a formal application to export LNG to the National Energy Board, or NEB, now the Canada Energy Regulator, or CER, in July 2013, with a 25-year export license approved in December 2013. With subsequent legislative changes made in 2015 which allowed for longer-term export licenses, Woodfibre reapplied for an amended export license for a term of 40 years, which was approved by the NEB in April 2017 and by the federal government's Governor in Council, or GIC, on June 5, 2017. Under this license, a maximum of 3.34 billion cubic meters, or about 280 million cubic feet per day, 2.1 million tons, per year of natural gas can be exported in the form of LNG for up to 40 years with a license coming into effect on the first date of exports. Another interesting proviso is that the license would expire within 10 years from the date of JIC approval unless exports have commenced on or before that date, suggesting that a terminal must be up and operating by June 2027 without further changes to the license approval. Since the export license was approved in 2017, Woodfibre has remained more under the radar, diligently pursuing environmental and First Nations, FN, approvals, offtake agreements, gas supply, and pipeline access to the site. Subsequent developments have steadily advanced the project closer to eventual construction. The Squamish FN gave its approval for the project in November 2018. A facility permit for construction was approved by the BC Oil and Gas Commission, or BCOGC, in July 2019. Two offtake agreements were signed with BP Gas Marketing in summer 2019 and May 2021, totaling 1.5 million tons per annum, or approximately 70% of the terminal's capacity. An engineering, procurement, construction, and fabrication contract was awarded to engineering firm McDermott International in November 2021. Woodfibre presented an update to local government officials in Squamish in March 2022, during which it said that $500 million Canadian dollars was being committed to the construction of the liquefaction terminal, pegged at $1.6 billion Canadian dollars for the terminal and part of the overall $5.1 billion Canadian dollars for total development. Woodfibre gave notice to proceed to McDermott in April 2022, meaning that the engineering firm should undertake the preparation work needed prior to commencing construction activities in 2023. Though not an FID, which contractually greenlights a project, it is essentially one step removed from FID and a strong indicator that the project will proceed to construction and FID. Gas supplies for Woodfibre are essentially already guaranteed through Pacific Energy's full ownership of upstream natural gas producer Pacific Canbriam Energy, or PCE. Active in the prolific Montney formation of Northeast BC for several years, PCE's gas production has grown to just under 300 million cubic feet per day as of July 2022, based on data from the COC, effectively the full amount of gas needed for Woodfibre once it is operating. The company plans to grow production further prior to locking into Woodfibre as its anchor supplier. With supplies effectively locked up and site approvals and construction ready to go, that leaves the pipeline connections between Woodfibre and PCE as the remaining hurdle to overcome. As we mentioned at the outset, the $5.1 billion Canadian dollars development cost for Woodfibre includes not only the liquefaction terminal and floating storage, but also the investment needed for a major expansion of the natural gas pipeline capacity and corridor that currently serves the Squamish region. Dubbed the Eagle Mountain Pipeline, BC gas distributor Fortis will undertake the expansion, which will include approximately 50 kilometers, or about 30 miles, of new 24-inch diameter pipeline and compressor station upgrades from the north side of the city of Coquitlam just outside of Vancouver to the town of Squamish, which will also involve a 10-kilometer pipeline tunnel under an estuary near Squamish. The pipeline's initial approval was granted in August 2016, with rights-of-way changes and some redesign also being subsequently approved. Site preparation and initial clearing work is already underway, with the interesting development that a second 24-inch pipeline is being considered as part of the expansion, which would ostensibly allow for redundancy in the flow of gas to Woodfibre. It could also form the basis of a future expansion of Woodfibre's export capacity, should such a proposal be considered. This brings us to Enbridge's involvement in the Woodfibre project. Enbridge is the owner and operator of the West Coast Energy Pipeline, which transports gas from Northeast BC southward to Huntingdon, BC, for export to markets in the Pacific Northwest, and for use in BC via a connection with the Fortis system and its pending Eagle Mountain Pipeline. As part of its second quarter earnings conference call on July 29, in which it announced its participation in the Woodfibre project, Enbridge also outlined additional capacity expansion plans for the T-North and T-South portions of the West Coast system as part of its larger ambitions to transport gas to LNG sites such as LNG Canada and Woodfibre. Enbridge noted that it has just completed a binding open season for a 535 million cubic feet per day capacity expansion of its T-North system with a targeted in-service date of 2026. Some of this capacity will allow gas to flow from the West Coast system to connections with TC Energy's Nova Gas Transmission Limited, or NGTL, system in Alberta, as well as to allow gas to flow to connections with the Coastal Gas Link pipeline that will serve the LNG Canada site and its own T-South system. Noteworthy is that PCE's operations in the Montney tie almost exclusively into the T-North system. Enbridge indicated that it has locked in a 300 million cubic feet per day long-term firm capacity agreement with Woodfibre on its T-South system. Enbridge is also investigating an open season to expand capacity by 300 million cubic feet per day on T-South to be conducted in third quarter 2022. The expansion is not dependent on Woodfibre's commitment, but that commitment would form the backbone of a future capacity expansion that could lure additional producers and shippers into capacity commitments on T-South. In other words, even without an additional capacity expansion on T-South, Woodfibre has already locked in the capacity it needs for PCE's gas production to the liquefaction site. Should the T-South expansion go ahead, Enbridge is aiming for an in-service date in 2028. With environmental and FN approvals in place, pipeline construction underway for Eagle Mountain, preliminary site construction work initiated, and capacity locked in via Enbridge's West Coast system, the Woodfibre LNG project would appear to tick off all the boxes for construction and completion by 2027. In addition, risk to the project in terms of funding commitments beyond the initial $500 million mentioned earlier have been partly mitigated with Enbridge's capital commitment of $1.5 billion and its financial presence in the equity markets and banking connections. In return, Enbridge receives a guaranteed capacity commitment and subsequent transportation toll payments on its West Coast system, the desire of every pipeline operator, from Woodfibre, as well as cash flow upside from its 30% interest once the export project is up and running. Moreover, the presence of Enbridge suggests that the additional $3 billion of financing to complete the liquefaction, storage and Eagle Mountain pipeline expansion is likely to provide assurances to large commercial or investment banks in terms of providing the loan facilities needed to fully fund the project and push it across the finish line to a formal FID. At this stage, it is looking very likely that a formal FID for Woodfibre will be announced before the end of the year and that Canada will be well on its way to having a second LNG export site on its west coast up and running by 2027. A quick word to our Canadian customers and any other Backstage Pass subscriber who happens to be in the neighborhood. RBN Energy is hosting a network event from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursday, September 29th, in downtown Calgary. Come join us if you can. You've Got a Friend in Me was written by Randy Newman and appears as the first song on the Toy Story original motion picture soundtrack album released in November 1995, along with the animated film of the same name. The song has also appeared in all of the sequels Toy Story 2, 1999, Toy Story 3, 2010, and Toy Story 4, 2019. It was released as a promotional single in April 1996. Originally recorded by Randy Newman and Lyle Lovett, the song has been covered by many artists, including Robert Goulet, George Jones with Kathy Mattea, and the Gypsy Kings. Personnel on the record were Randy Newman, vocals, piano, and various orchestra studio musicians, orchestrations. The album, Toy Story, original motion picture soundtrack, was recorded at Sony Pictures Studio, Conway Studios, and Ocean Way Recording in Los Angeles, with Chris Montan, Frank Wolf, Don Davis, Jim Flamberg, and Randy Newman producing. Randy Newman wrote all of the songs in the movie. Released in November 1995, it went to number 94 on the Billboard 200 albums chart. Randy Newman is an American singer-songwriter, composer, arranger, and pianist known for his southern-accented satirical Americana songs and his work in various film and musical theater scores. Newman began his professional career at 17, writing songs for the Fleetwoods, Cilla Back, and Gene Pitney in the early 1960s. He made his debut as a solo artist in 1968 with the release of his first album on Warner Brothers Records, Randy Newman. He has released 11 studio albums, 2 live albums, 5 compilation albums, 23 soundtrack albums, and 12 singles. He has won 2 Academy Awards, 3 Emmys, and 7 Grammy Awards. He is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He loves Louisiana. Newman continues to write songs and compose film scores.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.